Hey beautiful souls, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Manifest Your Day, 5-Minute Morning Visualization. I'm so pumped you're here because today we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like life throws curveballs your way? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you just want to curl up in a ball and hide under the covers? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those bumps in the road derail us completely. In fact, we can use them as stepping stones to becoming stronger, more resilient versions of ourselves. Now, emotional intelligence isn't some fancy, mystical thing. It's about being aware of your own emotions and how they impact you, understanding other people's feelings, and using that knowledge to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Think of it like a superpower. The more emotionally intelligent you become, the better equipped you are to handle stress, bounce back from setbacks, and build meaningful connections. And let me tell you, in this crazy world we live in, having a solid dose of emotional intelligence is more valuable than ever before. So, how do we cultivate this amazing superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Become an emotion detective. Ever notice how some people seem to be able to stay calm and collected even when things are going haywire? They're masters at recognizing their emotions, happiness, sadness, anger, fear, before they take over. Start paying attention to your own emotional landscape. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel it in my body? What triggered this emotion? The more you practice self-awareness, the better you'll understand your emotional patterns and triggers. 2. Embrace your feelings, without letting them rule you. Remember, emotions are not bad, they're human. It's perfectly okay to feel all the feels. Joy, sadness, anger, frustration. But it's how we handle those emotions that matters. Instead of letting them dictate your actions, try to observe them with a sense of curiosity and detachment. Imagine your emotions like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but you remain anchored and steady. 3. Practice active listening. Have you ever really listened to someone without interrupting or formulating your response in your head? Active listening involves truly paying attention to what another person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. It's about showing empathy, understanding their perspective, and responding with genuine care. This not only strengthens relationships but also helps you develop your emotional intelligence muscle. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have days where we just don't feel our best. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things get tough. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through life's challenges alone. Reaching out for support from loved ones, friends, or even a therapist can be incredibly empowering. Sharing your feelings, getting different perspectives, and knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference in building resilience. Think about a time when you faced a difficult situation, maybe a conflict with a friend, a stressful work deadline, or a personal setback. How did you handle it? Did you feel overwhelmed and helpless, or were you able to navigate the situation with grace and composure? Now imagine approaching that same challenge with a stronger sense of emotional intelligence. Would things have unfolded differently? I bet they would. Remember, building resilience through emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-reflection. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll become more adaptable, less reactive, and ultimately, happier and more fulfilled in all areas of your life. So, what's one thing you can start doing today to cultivate your emotional intelligence? Maybe try journaling about your feelings, practicing active listening with a friend, or simply taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself and notice how you're feeling. Every small step counts. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls, and remember, you've got this. I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow for another dose of manifestation magic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.